GOP report on Joe Biden's migration policies ignores damage to jobs, wages. By Neil Monroe on February 9, 2021. President Joe Biden's lax border policies will deliver an unending flood of foreign nationals into the United States, says a new report by two senior GOP representatives that ignores the economic damage of labor migration. The Trump administration made the U.S. safer, says the February 8 report by Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, and Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, the top Republican on the committee's Immigration and Citizenship Panel. The report cites security roughly 40 times. It mentions safe or safety 40 times, and gives 37 mentions of criminal. Including this sentence, President Biden will reinstitute catch-and-release policies that will allow dangerous criminal aliens to roam free in American neighborhoods. The report also highlights the economic costs of supporting poor migrants with a section on Biden's plan to cut President Donald Trump's public charge regulation. But the GOP report is just the first in a series, a House staffer told Breitbart News. Expect more economic analysis in the future reports, he said. Rob Law, director of regulatory affairs and immigration policy at the Center for Immigration Studies, said, "It is great that the GOP is recognizing that immigration policy is economic policy. The supply of cheap labor has an economic impact on Americans, and it disproportionately harms middle America by outsourcing jobs from the middle of the country to the coasts. This first report completely ignores the economic impact of migration, which is the impact felt most by Americans as they try to get jobs, raise their wages, and buy homes." The 32-page report does not mention wages or salaries, rising home prices, or the damage to Americans' education in their schools and universities. The report ignores the impact of visa workers. They include the million-plus H-1Bs and OPTs who take white-collar jobs from U.S. graduates, or the H-2A program, which takes work from Americans in the agriculture sector. The report also does not mention the growing damage to Americans' innovation, research, or even productivity, by the flood of cheap and compliant foreign labor. The report has a few glancing references to economics. For example, the report suggests that Biden's push to raise the inflow of refugees may hurt Americans. President Biden promised to set the refugee ceiling at 125,000 refugees initially and to raise it annually. This arbitrary number is nothing more than virtue signaling to the radical left. At a time when Americans are suffering from a global pandemic and the American people are trying to jumpstart the economy, admitting high numbers of refugees is a poor decision that will only exacerbate economic challenges. The 32-page report also has one mention of American worksites, many of which are being filled up by legal immigrants, illegals, and visa workers. Interior security policies include worksite enforcement to ensure employers do not hire and employ illegal aliens, and the arrest and removal of deportable aliens. Where President Trump enhanced immigration enforcement on the interior of the U.S., President Biden has pledged to reduce interior enforcement, a move that will only endanger American citizens and legal immigrants. The report is also silent about immigration's impact on the geographic spread of new wealth. By funneling extra workers to coastal investors, the government's immigration policy shifts investment, jobs, wages, careers, and wealth away from small towns and inland states over to large cities and the coastal states. For example, Jordan's Ohio got just $1.5 billion of venture capital investment during the last quarter of 2020, according to data produced by SSTI.org. That is just $125 per person and is far less than the $2,353 per person share investment in Massachusetts, where companies and universities import many OPT, J-1, and H-1B workers. Americans' right to their labor market has long been diluted by the federal government's willingness to import more labor for use by companies. The extra labor is delivered by legal immigrants, illegal migrants, refugees, legal visa workers, work permit foreign graduates, temporarily legal illegal aliens, asylum claimants, and work licenses for illegal aliens. Decades of data and experiences have persuaded the vast majority of Americans, and many elite economists, lobbyists, and legislators, that migration moves money out of employees' pockets and into the stock market wealth of investors and their progressive supporters. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, impose tight control and pay cuts on American professionals, corral technological innovation by minimizing the employment of innovative American graduates, undermine Americans' labor rights, and redirect progressive journalists to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities and claims. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration, or the hiring of temporary contract workers into the jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, priority-driven, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and immigration in theory.